The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey mamas, what the fuck is good? My name is Camo and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe, turn on them post bell notifications. Unfazed and Unbothered is available anywhere you get your podcasts for free. So there's no excuse. Subscribe, turn on them post bell notifications, please. And thank you. If you're one of my regular listeners, sound off in the comments, the reviews, please and thank you. Anyways, let's get into the episode. So this past week was pretty cute and gorgeous. I'm going to be 1,000. I have no complaints, really and truly. I mean, I guess I could complain, but who wants to hear that shit? Huh. Anyways, I don't have many complaints, though. That's very cute and gorgeous to me. It was a great week. You know, the past few episodes have been a little redundant. I've talked about my health quite a bit, so I'm going to refrain from harping on that. But for those of you who do care, I am feeling a lot better this past week, at least health-wise, I'll say. I think these medications that I've started have started to really get into my pussy, and they're doing me a lot of good. I've been sleeping pretty well for the most part, or at least sleeping longer. I keep going back and forth between my bedroom and my studio bed. I don't know what that's about, but I'll be sleeping like a rock in my studio, but this fucking bed I spent an arm and a leg on, and I want to enjoy it, but I keep tossing and turning. I don't know if it's my bed frame. I want to get an adjustable head frame where, like, you know, my head, I can rise my head up like I'm in a hospital bed or something. It's really good for sleep apnea. And I got this bed frame on Amazon, and it's like when you move around, it's just loud as fuck. So I think maybe like when I toss and turn, that the noise of the raggedy ass frame might be waking me up. I don't know. But anyways, moving on. I've done a lot of shopping this past week. I go through these like periods of mania, I guess, where I am so obsessed with certain things, and my obsessions kind of, they rotate, you know? Some of my obsessions are writing, thrifting, jewelry, vinyls and cats. Yeah, I really think I want to get a kitten, but I know that's probably not the best idea. Now, I did refrain from getting a kitten for a while now because, you know, scooping the litter box has been quite tedious, and I'm not the most efficient at doing that. But I did get a litter robot, I mentioned it before, recently in the past 2 weeks, and I am loving it. I'm fucking loving it. It does all the work for me, so I never have to scoop again. And now, with that being said, I'm like, well, maybe I can get a new kitty. Maybe I can. I'm ready to be a mama again. I mean, I'm still a mama now, but, you know, I want to be a kitten mama. I miss when my babies were kittens. I do. You know, sometimes I just look at my kitties, and I look at them, and I think about the inevitable, and I don't even want to talk about that because it's going to get me worked up and emotional, bitch, and I'm about to start crying. Oh, my God, I feel the tears coming right now, bitch. Just knowing that one day they're going to leave. So morbid, such a morbid thought, but I'm a realist, and that really fucks me up. Every time I look at them, I'm like, you are so perfect. You are such a precious gift from the Lord above. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know. Get more kitties? No kitty could ever replace my kitties, but I do want to get another kitty. Point being made. Now shut the fuck up, bitch. So anyways, those are some of my obsessions, and I took a break from vinyls because I don't get much use out of them. I display them more than I listen to them. So back in December, I got this record rack. Well, it was a magazine rack. I think I mentioned about that months ago, but I got it on Facebook Marketplace, this heavy ass oak wood. They use it in a hospital for magazines, and they sold it to me for $25. The bitch was like 300 pounds, and it was very I'm exaggerating, it's probably like 200 pounds, but still heavy as fuck. It took me and my homegirl to lift it and get it inside, but it is my vinyl display now, and I love the way they look on display. It's so aesthetic, but I am nervous that I'm going to fuck them up. In fact, I posted a TikTok the other day of me switching out two of my vinyls, and people were eating me up in the comments about me mishandling them. And they were right. They were right. But that is why I am scared to listen to them, because I know that I'm a bit careless and reckless sometimes. But then it's like, bitch, why do you keep buying them? Are you crazy? I don't know. Because I mean, like, people will come over and they're like, oh my God, I love that album. And I'll spin it for them. We'll listen to it. We'll get down, you know, do our little thing. But then they go back on display. So I'm going to justify my purchases by sharing them with y'all. These, oh my God, I bought all of these this week. And this is, I'm not proud of this. I'm really not proud of this. In fact, I think I'm going to do a vinyl collection video on TikTok, because it's just so much. It's so fucking much. But this past week, I got The Weeknd House of Balloons as part of the trilogy. I got Thursday in December for Christmas. Someone gave that to me, but now I have House of Balloons as well. Now, Banks is one of my favorite artists of all time. I have not listened to Serpentina, but I've never seen her on vinyl. It is her latest album. I need to give it a try. I heard some of it, but I haven't really listened to it. And she is one of my favorite albums artists. So I'm so sorry, Queen, for not really giving this album the time of day yet. I'm going to now for sure, but I've never seen her on vinyl again. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, Banks. And it's crazy because when I go shopping for them, I don't really have anybody in mind that I'm looking for. I'm just, you know, perusing, browsing. And I had this thought, I'm like, I wonder if they have Banks on vinyl. I've never seen her. And then boom, 2 minutes later, she popped up in a box. Like, she was the only one they had too. There wasn't multiple copies. It was the only one. So anyways, I got Paramore, This Is Why. Chet Baker, if you know, you know, some old 50s jazz. Really great, beautiful, gorgeous. FKA Twigs LP1. This was my shit back in like 2015. I got Miss Rosalia. Bitch, you are so gorgeous. Miss Callie. Oh, I have been listening to this vinyl back to back to back, flipping that bitch up and down. I'm obsessed. Every song on that album is so good. Rihanna Unapologetic. I see a lot of Rihanna vinyls, but I don't really see that one much, so I had to get it. I loved that album back in the day, The Weeknd, Echoes of Silence. That does complete my trilogy now. I've got all three on vinyl. I'm so proud of that. Lana, I have a lot of Lana records, but I didn't have Lust for Life, and guess what I do now? Steve Lacy. And then Rihanna, Talk That Talk. This album also was incredible. So that is my vinyl haul of the week. Besides that, now this may seem unethical to some, but you know what? Suck a big fat pussy, because corporations don't give a fuck about you. So I used to work in retail. I did customer service for many years, and I do know that if a store puts something in the wrong place or they wrongly mark something down, they're supposed to honor that price. And I'm not going to fight anybody over it, but I will bring it to somebody's attention that, hey, this was on sale, right? So I've had my eyes on this steam mop for weeks. I've been wanting it. I have like a Swiffer mop, but it's just, it doesn't get the job done. Honestly, I don't even use it. It's just not that good. So I needed something that really gets a deep penetration. I've got cats. They don't have accidents on the floor, but my cat Duchess, she's a greedy whore, and she'll just like eat up her fucking food and her treats, and sometimes she'll throw them up, and you know, they get hairballs also. So there's some of that that goes on the floor, and you know, there's just a lot of traffic in and out. People scuff the floor with their shoes, and I'll be trotting around in heels and shit. So I wanted something that really penetrated all the floor and like really just got a good deep cleaning. So I've had my eyes on this steam mop that spins and rotates and whatnot, but it was so expensive. I thought it was like $120, and I kept talking myself out of it. But the other day I was like, you know what, Camo, this is something that you're really going to get a good use out of. Let's just go ahead and bite the bullet. And I went to purchase it. It was actually $179. So I really was like, oh, bitch, are you serious? But the Lord was with me that day, because somebody put it on a display with an $89 price tag. Yes, they did. They did. So I didn't do anything wrong. All I did was take a picture of that. I went to the checkout and I said, hey, I saw it, you know, it's ringing up as $179, but the display over there says $89.99. here, I got a photo, I'll walk you to it if you'd like. And she goes, oh wow, well, you know, it says that, so I gotta do what I gotta do. And guess what, I left with it for $89. I did. I wouldn't do that to like a small corporation or a mom and pop type of situation, but big conglomerates, big corporations, they don't give a fuck, and they be shady as shit. And I have purchased a lot of things from this corporation that let me down. And yeah, so I don't give a fuck. I did what I had to do, and I'm looking out for myself, okay? Anyways, other than that, I did buy some new hair products. I am really just trying to get my hair to grow more and thicker and just take better care of it. So I've been like braiding it at night, two little braids looking like Wendy's. And I've tried some new products. I have been loyal to Olaplex since 2020, and I'll continue to use them forever, I'm sure, because they are great. They are great, you know, they are tried and true. But I wanted to switch it up. I feel like your hair kind of can get used to things, and maybe that's crazy, I don't know, but I've heard it before, and I feel like I'm just not getting the same results as I used to. Also, I do know that Olaplex sold to somebody, and I don't know, they kind of smell a little more fragrant in my opinion. So I don't know if they switched the formula or what, but I did come across this new, I don't know if it's new, but I saw it for the first time in Sephora. Briogeo. I don't know if that's how you say it. Briogeo, but I got this Curl Charisma leave-in. It's got like some rice amino and avocados in it. I also got this other one. I thought I brought it up here, but I guess I didn't, but whatever, fuck it. It's like a leave-in in the shower, like a mask, but they don't advertise it as a mask. You leave it in for like 10 minutes, or you can leave it in overnight. Sometimes I'll be using it as a leave-in, and my hair is just really felt hydrated, and so my hair is singing. Like, hey, thank you so much, queen. I also got this, Keratase, Berry, sick in a glass bottle. This shit was expensive as fuck. Elixir Ortomi. It's like the number one bonding oil. Now, I use Olaplex's bonding oil, and it's great. It's great. It is. No complaints. But this was advertised as the number one bonding oil, and everybody in there was like, oh, yeah, bitch, you need that shit. You need that shit. Okay. So I got it, and I'm loving it. I'm loving all those products. People always ask me, I'm just jumping topic to topic. They always ask me for what's in your bag. So I guess I'll give y'all that. Here's my Coach bag, the one, you know, that I mentioned a few weeks back. The bitch tried my life and was like, yeah, Coach is expensive. And I was like, bitch, I'll take that one and that one over there. So this is that bag. What's in it, though? Let's see. Okay. Shit, it's hard for me to hold this mic and go through it. Okay, so I've got this little packs. It is a, you can put flower in it, you know, Miss Mary Jane. And it's like a vape, but for flower. Now, okay, so I have not been smoking or drinking. I haven't really drank since January, and I haven't smoked since Valentine's Day, with the exception I hit somebody's roach like twice, and I was like, you know what, this is why I stopped smoking. But not that like I have to smoke to be creative, but the other day my friend was like, hey, you want to like hit this? And I was like kind of in the mood to smoke, and I kept smelling the weed, and I was like, fuck yes, I want to hit that. So I hit it, and I didn't get anxious. I didn't get like, my heart didn't start pounding and my blood pressure didn't really elevate that much. So they were like, I have an extra one, you can have it. So thank you so much. I got this packs now, and I've not been having some reactions really. I've not been having much anxiety. Am I gonna fully get back in my pothead era? No, I don't think so. But when I smoked it, I was like, fuck, I want to record music and start writing. So I got very creative, needless to say. And yeah, so I'm not gonna say I'm smoking again, but I am smoking again, you know, a little bit. So anyways, yeah, that's in my bag. I got my AirPods, gotta listen to music, hand sanitizer, yeah, because you know these bitches be yuck, and I be in thrift stores a lot. So oh shit, I got this bracelet from Gucci. I don't know why it's just in my bag, but it's so cute. So cute. I got it at TJ Maxx, so I didn't spend full price on it. Don't worry. I would never buy something designer full price. Oh, except this bag. I did pay full price for this Coach bag, but you know what? Whatever. I got my keys. I got some Fenty lip gloss in the shade Fussy. I love it a lot. And I got a lot of jewelry up in here just thrown in the fucking bag. So I came across this, another one of my obsessions is jewelry. Yeah. And I have been back in my jewelry era. I think I'm gonna do a jewelry collection TikTok. Would y'all be interested in that? People always ask me where I get my jewelry, always secondhand, because I like fine jewelry. I don't like costume or cheap jewelry. So unless I get it from TJ Maxx and it's sterling silver, I usually get my jewelry from like thrift stores, yard sales, antique shops, or, you know, flea markets. But I am a jewelry enthusiast, so I know what's good and I know what's not good. Okay, so anyways, there is this Instagram that I follow. I'm not gonna gatekeep. I think it's called Nomad Novelties, something like that. And every Sunday they drop a whole new collection of jewelry. Now, this past Sunday, I'm very upset because they had these like the old school bamboo hoops, you know, and I wanted them so bad. And they had like teased the drop a few hours prior. And then I was foaming at the mouth at 2:59, refreshing the page so much the server kicked me off for 5 minutes. And so I did miss them. They sold out immediately. And I'm so sad about that because they're very expensive earrings and they're not easy to find. I've never seen them in person unless they were like brand new for like $200 or $300. I'm so upset about that. But these are some of my purchases I got off of them the past few weeks. I got this Mary Jane weed leaf ring. I got this little dangly heart one. I got this rose quartz one on my middle finger. I got this ring off of one of their drops over the past few weeks. I got this heart ring over the past few weeks. This little butterfly. This one as well is so gorgeous. Got like dolphins on the side. I'm obsessed. I love dolphins. I love anything ocean. And then I got these turquoise triangular earrings. that's all that's in my bag besides my ID, but y'all don't need to see that. That was in my bag. Yeah. What else this week, Camo? I did get this bag at Ragarama. Yeah, I went to Little Five. I think I said that already. And I got all those records. But I found this genuine leather, silver metallic bag. It is gorgeous and so luxe. I'm obsessed with it. It's really big and it fit my vinyls perfectly. So it's my new vinyl bag. Other than that, I went to the Vortex twice this past week. Them burgers are so fucking good. You know, if you have not been to the Vortex in Atlanta, highly recommend. Anyways, we're 18 minutes in. I'm going to go on a break. And when I get back, I'm going to touch on some topics that you girls have requested in my DMs. And I'm going to also, you know, we'll get into it in a second. Okay, stay tuned.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
She's back. Okay, so I asked you girls on Instagram what you would like to hear me talk about. And one of the most requested entries was my dating life. Now, I have not been very vocal about that for many reasons, because I'm going to be very candid today. So last year I did get in a relationship that I really thought was like my soulmate. And for the longest, I've been involved with him. And part of me has felt like, oh, if I talk about my dating life or I overshare certain things, he might listen to the podcast and might feel some type of way. But like, I don't know why I would even stress that, because he's not committed to me. So why should I sit here and stress that out so much? So I'm gonna just talk about it. So being a non-binary queer person is honestly very hard when it comes to dating. I have never been somebody who feels like I have to be in a relationship. I don't put my self-worth in other people. But just like everybody listening and tuning in, I too have the same desire to love and be loved. But I am not going to settle for somebody just for the sake of being in a relationship. I've had plenty of contenders. I've had plenty of people interested, but it's just never mutual. It's someone always likes me more than I like them, or I like them more than they like me. I've never met somebody, with the exception of that guy, that I felt like it was a good pair. You know, like, I really care about chemistry and the connection, and I don't want to have a superficial connection where someone is just into me because of my exterior or what I can provide or what I've got going on. I want somebody who sees past all of that. I don't want somebody who is focused on any of that. Of course, we are, people have eyes. We are attracted to people off of looks. You know, that's usually how you take interest in somebody initially, is their exterior, which is fine. Like, I do the same thing, but it is personality and energy and charisma and chemistry that keeps my attention. My ADHD, I get over people, friends, partners, real quick. If you give me the ick or you bore me to death, then I'm over you. I'm over you. And that particular individual really just, they did a number on me. They really had me going. And we had such a great connection. We had a lot of similar interests. And I thought he was very cute and gorgeous. Still do. But I'm getting to the point where I feel comfortable exploring other options, because I'm a fucking catch. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but the golden rule, treat others how you would want to be treated. And I will say, I'm not the greatest person. I have my flaws. I have my setbacks, my drawbacks, whatever. But when it comes to a relationship, I always have put my best foot forward, and I've always ended with the shorter end of the stick. And I don't understand, because I am very loyal. Like, I have, prior to this situation, been the type of person who, when I'm in the fucking talking stage, oh, every other hoe, everybody of the past is getting blocked. They don't even ask me for that shit. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. I'm very old school when it comes to dating, because I fully invest my energy, and I don't want to say invest all of me, but, you know, like, I'm all in. I'm all or nothing, really. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to somebody I like, because it's not often that I find somebody that I really vibe with, and the vibe is everything. I've had a lot of attractive people take interest in me, but just there's no spark, you know? And that's what it's all about to me. I went to school with a lot of people who jump from relationship to relationship, and they're posting about it online, and that shit's exhausting. And I just can't imagine being with somebody who I didn't feel sparks with, sparks flying, you know? Like, when I wake up beside you, I want to feel a sense of peace, a sense of connection. I don't want to look over and be like, oh, this is my person. Let's do what we got to do because we're in a relationship. No, I want somebody who I grow with. I want somebody who continuously impresses me with their effort. I want somebody who is into me and all of me. And I've yet to find that. Every guy I've dated has liked me because I'm feminine and they vibe with me, but they don't stick around. See, when you're somebody like myself, which is, I've had a few friends that are the same as me, in that sense, and we have like very similar dating experiences. For me, since I am feminine and non-binary, most men statistically are masculine, and they want to play, like, you know, the man role, if you will, not to perpetuate any stereotypes, but they are the masculine energy and I am feminine. So they initially are attracted to me because of that. But I've never been involved with a guy who has been openly bisexual or openly fluid with his sexuality. It's always been, oh, I like you. You're the only person that I've liked that's like you. Everybody else is like cis women or, you know, and so it usually just doesn't end well because they think to themselves, or at least this is my take on it, they think to themselves, oh, I'm going to come out of the closet for this one person. What if this one person hurts me? What if this doesn't work out? What if this is not what I want? And because they equally like me and they like, you know, cis women, that is an easier route to go. So they start to contemplate all of the roadblocks and all of what coming out and being with me would entail, and they just jump ship because it would be easier to be with a cis woman. But the thing is, I'm telling you, every guy that I've ever dated, every guy I've ever slept with, every guy I've ever been involved with, period, still to this day hits me up. Still to this day. And they still have such a fondness for me, and they still will say such incredible things about me. And I don't understand. I just don't understand why it is so hard for somebody to fully commit. Now, this year I have explored other options. Like I said, I've kind of gotten comfortable opening the door for other contenders. I started seeing this one guy for a few weeks. Turned out he was just a fetishizer, and I had to cut him loose real quick. That was like a 2-week fling. I started recently seeing this other guy, another 2-week fling, and I really liked him. I really, really, really liked him. And he was like the first person who really kind of got my mind off of homeboy from last year. So if you're listening, I'm so sorry, but I know you're out there exploring other options too. So what am I supposed to do? Just sit here and wait for you to come to your senses? No, but you know, my thing is I want somebody who wants all of me, not somebody who's like, oh, I like you because you're feminine, but I don't really, TMI, but like, I do have a dick. That is my biology, and I'm not ashamed of it, and I do enjoy having one, and I'm not going to deny myself pleasures. So most of the men that have been attracted to me, it seems like they just look past the fact that I have a dick. I don't want that. I don't. When I envision my life with my husband, I see a monogamous, committed relationship with somebody who enjoys the fact that I have a dick. Okay. Like, I don't want to be with somebody who tries to look past that, because that hurts my feelings, honestly. And it makes me feel less of a person. And I can't keep doing that. So I did meet this guy recently, and I thought everything was great. And, he was taking me out on his lunch breaks. He was calling me baby. I've never went back and forth calling anybody baby, like, cringe. But like, you know, I was in my baby era for 2 weeks, and he was so sweet. He was so handsome, and the vibe was just impeccable. And then he ghosted me. He blocked me. And actually this morning he's texting me like, hey, I'm so sorry that I ghosted you. I didn't have the courage to let you down like that. It would break my heart. I really, really, really like you. And I do like what we had going, but I can't do this right now. Now, he's not out of the closet. And you know what's funny? Because when I met him, he tried to like pull the, you know, like, I'm straight card. Now, I was just being very brutal with him. I'm like, you're a fucking faggot. And you know what? I can say that. I'm queer, okay? I can say that. So don't try to fucking come for me, bitch. And I was just like, you're a fucking faggot. You're a fucking faggot. And I thought that would run him off. But no, he kept coming around and calling me on his lunch break and would take me out. And I was live, laugh, loving that experience. But another one bites the dust. And I don't know what happened there. I'm assuming there's like a third party situation or his family, something. I don't know. I've came to the terms that it's not me. It's really not me, because I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not out here whoring myself out. Like I said, when I like somebody, I fully invest in them. And now, after last year, well, starting this year, I kind of stopped putting all my eggs in one basket. And I know I'm now trying to play the game smart and not get so invested. But I did kind of get invested in that guy. But I've been keeping my options open, and it's not getting me anywhere. So I don't know why I'm telling y'all all this. I guess y'all wanted to know about my dating life. It is hard. It is stressful. I wish that it was different, but I do need to focus, I guess, more on my music and my work. And maybe that's why the Lord has not blessed me with the right relationship. But I am a hopeless romantic, and this is not me trying to sell myself to anyone. You know, I'm just y'all ass. So I am a hopeless romantic. I do want somebody who is spontaneous, somebody who is down to just take me on cute little dates. And I'm not interested in somebody's money. Like, I don't give a fuck if you, now I do expect you to have a car and to, you know, do what you have something going, but I don't really care about status. I don't need to be with somebody who is famous or popular on the internet. In fact, I don't like that, actually. I'm not impressed by that. And that's like something that a lot of guys who have been involved with me, they seem intimidated by that aspect. They're like, oh, your DMs must be popping. Oh, you got plenty of options. Oh, you're too good for me. Oh, I'm sure. Beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, 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 boop. Oh, you could get anybody. And it's like, if I'm investing my time into you, it's because I like you, okay? I don't care what you think, your interpretation of it or how you see it. And it always, I feel like social media has kind of disrupted a lot of my relationships. And so sometimes I really overthink my whole career, but I can't let boys interfere with my bag. I can't let boys interfere with my creativity. I was put on this earth to be a content creator, be a musician, be a creative, period. And when it's right, it'll be right, okay? But it just hasn't been. So that's where we are now. I was also started to talk to this one guy over the past few days over text. We have not met. And, you know, we were just getting to know each other. And I sent him some of my music I'm working on. And he was like, oh, this is cool. And then he said something about how he used to rap. I sent him a rap of mine, and now he's not replied. So I'm like, oh, was that too much? Okay, I'm just going to go die in a hole. Thank you. Yeah, but I do still have a lot of feelings for my last relationship, but he's just, I'm afraid he's just lost, and I can't sit here and keep on holding on to all this hope, and it is what it is. Keeping my options open, but I still do care about you if you're listening. Just wish you weren't so fucking confusing and confused, because I deserve better. I don't deserve to be in the dark. I deserve to have somebody who is committed to me and proud to be with me and all of me, not just parts of me, because I'm gorgeous, I'm funny, I am very kind, I'm very generous, and I'm a fucking catch. I'm the total package, if I do say so myself. So yeah, that's enough about my dating life, my dating experiences. It's just not been the best. So, there you go. Y'all asked, and I delivered. Now I'm going to go on a break, and when I come back, I'm going to get into some more serious topics. Stay tuned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
All right, girls, so let's get a little serious. It may feel a little inappropriate or insensitive to slap this at the end of the episode, so I am sorry. I do apologize if it's not well received, but I do want to talk about the Tennessee shooting that recently happened. Now, I don't usually speak on current events, but this one really bothered me because the shooter was allegedly trans. And I don't want to say I'm jaded to shootings, but I think myself, like a lot of people, when I hear about these things, when I see them online, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. It's became normalized. And it's not normal to do these things, but it is just a normal occurrence at this point. Every other day there's a shooting, and it's so disgusting and so disheartening. So my heart does go out to the families who lost a loved one, but thoughts and prayers really are not gonna cut it. We need change. We need policies in place. The fact that anybody can go and purchase an assault weapon is so crazy. I'm not somebody who thinks that we need to take guns away. They do serve a purpose, and just as much as they can hurt the wrong people, or what am I saying? Shit, you know what I'm saying. Like they do have the ability of killing an innocent person, but they also can protect. So, I'm not somebody who's like, let's get rid of guns, because that would be very ignorant. And even if we did enforce something like that, you have to be realistic. There's always going to be criminals. So there's going to be people who don't follow the rules. There's going to be people who are obsessed with their guns. So they're not going to get rid of them. Okay. It's just going to be a lot of black market. And then the majority of people who are law-abiding citizens are going to have no means of protection at that point. They're going to turn in their guns, and then there's going to be all these people who didn't listen or kept them or hid them. And so it's really not going to be beneficial to anybody, because the criminals who will end up killing people are not going to hand over their guns anyways. So I'm not somebody who's like, let's get rid of guns. That's so stupid. That's so silly. But there needs to be something in place. There needs to be better resources, I guess. I don't fucking know. Y'all need to do a thorough investigation into who you're handing these guns over. Y'all need to background checks. I mean, I'm sure they do these things, but something's got to give. Nobody should be able to purchase an assault rifle, period. I mean, a little pew-pew, little 22 for protection, sure, but why the fuck does anybody need an assault rifle? Why? That's just a killing machine, you know? But what really disturbs me about this situation in particular, I mean, as if the killing wasn't disturbing enough, but now all these Republicans are eating this up. They're eating this up and making this a trans situation, and throwing hormones and testosterone in the mix. This is like the first time I've ever heard of a trans queer person, maybe not queer, but a trans person going on a killing spree. This is the first time. I could be wrong, but it's not often you hear that. So this is not a trans issue, but now they're pushing this to further their agenda. All of the trans legislation, all of the queer legislation, the people pushing for that shit are eating this situation up. Now, I'm not going to suggest that they planned this or that they corroborated this. I don't think so, but it is very convenient timing, I will say. And these representatives and these people in power are on Twitter having a field day with the situation. People's lives were lost. Have some fucking couth, bitch. Why are we immediately making this a trans issue? This is not a trans issue. The hormones or testosterone, whatever this individual was on, is not why they did that. I was reading about them. It seemed like they were a troubled individual long before that. The mother said something about how they were going through mental health issues. And I don't know. I don't know how we should handle these situations, but they should definitely not been able to purchase that gun. And the fact that they were able to get into a school with one anyways, like, why is there not? I mean, I hate to think that we need to have law enforcement at every school, but shit, we might as fucking well at this point, because it's not safe. It's not fucking safe. There needs to be somebody, or there needs to be some type of, at least when like the children are coming in, there needs to be some type of like guardian watching every entrance, every single possible entrance. And then once everybody's in, it needs to be locked up. Nobody else can enter. Nobody else can leave unless, you know, it's, you know, they let you in or out, and everybody needs to be really checked. Like, how the fuck did this person even get in this school is my question. How did they get in? Like, my school, even back in the day, like, they had it like the way I'm saying or suggesting, like, you, they had to like let you in, all the doors were locked. So the fact that this person was able to even get in there is so alarming to me. So there needs to be some more security. I mean, at this point, every school, it should be mandatory. It really should, because nobody's safe. Nobody is safe. But it's not a trans issue, so I'd really appreciate it if people had some fucking couth and stop trying to make this isolated incident a trans situation, because that's just not what it is. It's not. It's disgusting nonetheless, but this is not like a trans issue. People who are on testosterone, people who are on hormones, this is not an everyday occurrence. This is like the first time in history that a trans person has went and done something like that. And it wasn't because of their testosterone. It was because they were a troubled individual. Now, I'm not going to empathize with them, but this is why people need to check their children, because I can only imagine that this person has had a troubled experience in life. I mean, I personally, when I am dealt with injustice, or when I face injustice, it fuels me. It inspires me to go harder and be better. But some people, they really take their injustice to heart. The issues they face really tears them down and weighs on them in a way. And I guess they just see all this hate and all this evil. And then we have situations like this. But that's like a bullying situation, period. That's not a trans situation. There's lots of people who went on these mass shootings because they were bullied. They were the oddball. And it sucks that they had to experience such hate and such poor life experience to push them to that point. But again, I don't want to empathize with a killer, because it's just disgusting. But this is why. I can only imagine that was the root of the issue, was their life experience. So my heart goes out to all the families who are dealing with this loss. I'm disgusted, but this is not a trans issue. I just want to emphasize that. On that note, I'm going to wrap this week's episode up. Tune in next week. I love y'all. Have a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, hot day, and do something nice for somebody, okay? We have to be the change we want to see. I know it's very cliche, but one by one, like domino, put the energy out there, do something nice, and it's infectious. So, teach your children why it's not okay to bully people, and why they have to accept everyone and their differences. They just do. They do. So, I love y'all.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.